Police in some of the biggest cities across the country report that their tasers are not as effective as they used to be. When investigative journalists from APM Reports analyzed data from New York, Los Angeles, and Houston, they found the drop in effectiveness coincided with each department's transition to a new taser model designed to be safer for suspects. Curtis Gilbert of APM Reports also found police have shot hundreds of suspects after tasers failed to subdue them.
Over the last 20 years, the taser has become a mainstay of American policing. The weapon's popularity has transformed Axon, the company that manufactures tasers, from a scrappy startup to an international enterprise with hundreds of millions in sales. But that journey hasn't always been easy. On a podcast about entrepreneurship a few years back, CEO Rick Smith talked about the difficult years of the mid-2000s.
We got hit with a raft of lawsuits and a federal investigation into the safety of our devices that was absolutely miserable. We weren't sure the company would survive again. We got hit with like 150 lawsuits in less than a year.
Most of those lawsuits alleged tasers weren't as safe as the company claimed, that they could even be deadly. The company fought every suit, and it almost always won. But Smith later told ABC News the legal onslaught was daunting.
There have been years when the litigation budget's been higher than our research.
So in 2009, Axon did two things. It added more safety warnings to its products and introduced a new line of tasers that put out less electrical charge.
Now, did that lessen its effectiveness? I believe it likely did.
That's Los Angeles Police Chief Michael Moore. These days, when one of his officers pulls the trigger of a taser, it only subdues the suspect a little more than half the time. That number used to be over 60%. Axon says its testing shows the newer models work just as well, but data from Houston and New York also show declines in effectiveness. Still, Chief Moore says a taser that works less often is better than no taser at all.
The reality of the matter is that that tool has never been 100% effective any more than any other tool that we've used.
Over the years, Axon has made some eye-popping claims about how well tasers work. It said they had more stopping power than a .357 Magnum or a .38 Special, and it boasted success rates as high as 97%. But when APM Reports reviewed data from a dozen police departments in major U.S. cities, none showed effectiveness rates higher than 80%, no matter what model of taser they used. Every city has its own way of tracking and defining effectiveness. Axon says that makes their data unreliable. It also argues that police department databases don't fully capture the life-saving power of its weapons, which it says have been deployed nearly 4 million times. Even so, Axon has acknowledged in its own marketing videos that when an officer fires a taser, the stakes couldn't be higher.
Quality is crucial in our devices because when an officer needs our device to work, it's got to work every time or somebody's going to get injured or killed.
APM Reports has found more than 250 cases where police shot and killed someone after a taser proved ineffective. That's based on a review of public records and news accounts over a 3-year period. One of those cases involved Phil Grennan, who had long been treated for mental illness. 3 years ago, police found him armed with two knives. He was hiding in the shower of his apartment in Burlington, Vermont. After hours of trying to negotiate with him and getting no response, Burlington Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo decided to try something different.
My sergeant says, listen, if we could stun him with a taser, we should be able to get in there and to take him into custody.
Del Pozo's officers expected Grennan to fall down and drop the knives, but that's not what happened.
The tasers hurt him enough to make him really angry and to aggravate his episode, and yet did not hurt him enough to incapacitate him.
After the taser darts struck him, Grennan ran at the officers, knives swinging, and one of them opened fire, killing him. There are lots of reasons tasers can fail to subdue people. Their electrified darts can miss or get snagged in clothing. They also don't work as well at close range, where tasers still hurt, but won't always incapacitate. Trouble is, close range is where police typically use tasers. In the aftermath of the shooting, the Burlington Police Department rolled out some new tools, low-tech stuff, like fire extinguishers filled with pressurized water, and a long metal pole they could use to simply pin someone to a wall. But Chief Del Pozo isn't about to get rid of tasers.
I'd rather have a person tased and taken into custody than shot. But if you're using tasers as part of a planned operation, if you're using it to conclude a stable situation, you better have a backup plan because there's a good chance it's not going to work and you'll need to do something else.
And in hundreds of cases across the country, that something else is pulling out a gun. Taser manufacturer Axon initially agreed to an interview for this story, but then canceled. In a written statement, it said tasers are, quote, the most safe and effective, less lethal use of force tool available to law enforcement. And last year, the company released another new taser model it touts as the most effective ever. But the models police in New York, LA, and Houston are rating as less effective. Police departments across the country are still using them. For NPR News, I'm Curtis Gilbert.